Chapter 18, The Wide Road to Destruction. Although only 23 years old, my older brother, Desma, was gifted with sound knowledge and wisdom. I've always enjoyed his presence and laughed at his silly jokes, even when they weren't funny. He had recently accepted Jesus Christ as his personal savior, so, like most new converts, he spent several hours reading, praying, and occasionally fasting. During this time of devotion, God revealed unto him a horrific and unforgettable vision. We were seated in the family living room, directly across from each other, with our bodies leaning forward. I could tell by his posture, piercing eyes, and tone of voice that this was no laughing matter. I sat patiently, anticipating the words of warning about to emerge from his mouth. This is the vision of the clown, which was interpreted and revealed to me by my older brother during the fall of 1993.
The clown. Laughter and screaming filled the air. Jokes and giggles were everywhere. They ran, jumped, and danced with glee, moving passionately to the rhythm of his beat. The clown was guiding them on a tour. On every corner, they would get sidetracked because the clown always enticed them to try something new. Many of these acts were sensual and sinister, tempting the teens to push beyond their limits of morality. Some strongly desired to heed the signs of caution, but feared rejection by their peers. A few enjoyed the laughs, but had a change of heart. They feared that their careless lifestyles would lead to regrettable mistakes. As they turned and walked slowly down the dark and lonely road, they heard gestures and ridicule, but they continued on. The clown laughed gleefully as he juggled and performed with conviction. In the beginning, the clown wasn't as persuasive because the words of wisdom ruled their hearts. Some followed willingly, knowing the path could possibly lead to destruction, but they reasoned that the ways of the world were more appealing than following Christ. The clown told them that they had now gone too far to go back. God would not forgive them. Others walked blindly, not knowing the truth, yet deep in their hearts, they knew their ways were wrong. Nevertheless, they allowed the desires for instant gratification to rule their convictions. The teens wanted to be accepted and fit in with the crowd, but they didn't realize they were gambling with their souls. Occasionally, they attended church to please their parents, but their hearts were far from God. Some of the messages they heard were so convincing that they strongly felt the urge to change. And yet church was not as entertaining as their friend the clown, who freely granted their heart's desires. The clown did not require that they change. As a matter of fact, he encouraged and applauded their independence. He claimed that the youth needed no laws. They should be left free to follow their own will, which would always guide them right. The clown insisted laws were a restriction of their liberty. The clown turned flips and stood on his head. He juggled several balls and told humorous jokes in order to entertain the teens. He was very subtle in his motives. He bided his time until he had won their confidence and captured their undivided attention. Behind his fake painted grin lurked a world of craftiness.
He is known to his followers as Lucifer. He was created the most beautiful creature in the entire universe. God crowned him with glory and anointed to him as the lead worshiper. He once filled God's heart with joy as he ushered the heavenly choir into praises before God's throne. It is said that he, along with Michael and Gabriel, ruled through the authority of God all the hosts of heaven. That is, until one fateful day back in eternity past. Lucifer was the chief in the hierarchy of heaven, and he was preeminent among all created beings in beauty, power, and wisdom. To him, God allotted power over the earth as his dominion, but Lucifer's ultimate sin was pride. He became jealous and desired in his heart to become God. He led one-third of the angels in a revolt to overpower God and the other heavenly hosts who refused his leadership. But God's angels won, thus banishing Lucifer and his followers down into the earth. Lucifer had once been faithful and obedient to the voice of God, but he allowed sin to fill his heart. The one once called Lucifer in heaven is now called Satan on earth. He is a rejected, fearful, attention-seeking, evil, conniving, cold-hearted fallen angel who desperately tries to lure men and women away from knowledge of the truth because he knows he has reached the point of no return as far as repentance is concerned. He and his followers now await the day of doom, which they know as the day of judgment. They will be cast into the sea of ever-burning fire and brimstone. Lucifer had a choice: to remain loyal and enjoy the plans God had for him, or to rebel and lose these precious promises to his own disadvantage. I do not believe God actually created Lucifer to be satanic. Satan chose to go this route on his own free will. Satan was a fallen angel who decided to rebel against God's desires. We also, at times, opt not to follow God's counsel. God desires for us to love him as he does us, but he will not override our will. God created us with the ability to decide and choose for ourselves which path we will travel. For those of us who choose to not follow Christ, our fate will be as that of Satan. The teens allowed this clown to persuade them as he had the fallen angels. He knew that they were now bound to him and their consciences rendered powerless and ineffective, thus no longer a threat. The teens no longer felt any compunctions and were comfortable in their lifestyles. The clown danced as he led them to the edge of a cliff. They laughed loudly, believing this was a joke. But the clown was not laughing anymore. His charm and joking had transformed into an evil grin. They shrieked as darkness began to unfold. Shivering in disbelief, they tried to escape, but the clown's grip was too strong. Without their knowledge, he had slipped shackles around their wrists and ankles. No matter how hard they pulled and tugged, they could not free themselves. They were defeated and utterly helpless. They now realized his deception and could finally see what their pastors had been telling them all along. They screamed in torment as they fearfully heard the cries of the damned, cries that would soon be their own. They fell to their knees and pled in terror and self-pity. The tears streamed down their frightened faces. They wept and emitted sobs so deep that they hurt. They trembled and covered their faces from the shame of it all. The clown laughed sinisterly, and as he looked into their tear-filled eyes, he callously pulled the chains. They all tumbled into the depths of hellfire, never to be free again. Now, it was too late. I was one of those headed down this wrong path. I was brought up in a Christian family, so I knew the truth. But it appeared so much more fun outside the church. The prayers of my parents sustained me from completely yielding to Lucifer's bondage. Honestly, I knew my parents genuinely cared for me. But at the time, I felt their rules only hindered me from experiencing life myself. After surviving many trials, I now realize that they were only trying to protect me from hurt, harm, and danger. I am grateful for their counsel. But I also played a huge part in my own conversion. I had to make a choice. You too have this choice. Please think long and hard about these words of warning, and don't allow sin to thoroughly warp your character so that you reach the point of no return, with no chance of repentance or redemption. Broad is the path that leads to destruction. This is the road many choose to travel. But why do they choose this path? This path promises to lead one to a feeling of self-assurance and admiration from those we desire to be accepted by. If you are one who follows the crowd, this is the path you will take. Travelers on this path wander endlessly toward destruction and will reach a destination that means eternal damnation of their souls. They will be forever removed from the presence of their Creator. This is the path which leads to destruction. And it will be our ruin if we continue to live in sin and refuse to repent. We can choose not to follow the clown over the cliff, The narrow path is the road less frequently traveled. The travelers on the narrow path must be willing to live a sacrificial life, which includes resisting daily temptations and an all-out commitment to serve Jesus Christ. In the context of this world, this is a path which can lead to shame, ridicule, and rejection. Many consider this path, but reject it because they don't want to be restrained. This passage does not imply that it is difficult to become a Christian, but that there is only one way to come to God, and that is through Jesus Christ. Living this way is not considered popular, but it is the only way. Sadly, those who are going to heaven are few compared to those who are going to hell. Which path will you choose?
The wide road to destruction. He brings them games. He brings them laughs. He leads them astray. They don't know the half. They call their friends, and they have a good time. They sense something is wrong, but they ignore the signs. They walk down a road that is big and wide. Everything seems very pretty on both sides. The sun is out, like a nice summer day. They lose themselves in the moment and continue to play. A few left and walked down a narrow road. They were persecuted for their stand, but continued to go. The kids on the wide road noticed a change. The grass turned brown, and it started to rain. They had no shelter, no safe abode. They were just left out naked wandering on this road. Their leader once had a smile, then it turned to a smirk. He came up with more games to continue his evil work. They played even harder, not knowing the end. But they continued to walk on this path because they wanted to fit in. They continue to follow their leader down to destruction. They see a cliff, and their blood starts rushing. By the time they see it, they are already gone. They stepped into eternity, to a new place to call home. They thought their leader had a heart, but now they see his true nature as he tears their souls apart like a piece of paper. Selah. Matthew 7:13. You can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad, and its gate is wide for many who choose the easy way. But the gateway to life is small, and the road is narrow, and only a few ever find it. Words of the wise. Is life so dear, or peace so sweet, as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty, or give me death. Patrick Henry.